This imposes real costs. There have been estimates about how many hundreds of billions of dollars over time this has costed our Department of Defense because they are unable to lock in longer-term contracts. They're unable to roll out new weapon systems and weapon platforms at a time that economically makes sense. You know, when people can't go out and buy materials when they're favorably priced in the markets, we just we're setting them up to not be as successful as they otherwise would have been.